script that I need to read. Pursuant to PCC 3.02.025, Commissioner Fish is participating by telephone because he is traveling. Failure to allow participation of the absent City Council member by electronic communication would jeopardize the public interest, health, safety, or welfare. All other City Council members are physically present in the chamber. Do any of the council members who are physically present object to having Commissioner Fish participate by telephone? And although it's not part of the script, colleagues, I believe he is just participating for items 679 and 680. And I'm getting a head nod on that. Seeing no objection, let's go ahead and ring him in.
Commissioner Fish, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Carla.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
So my understanding is we're going to do 679. Is that correct?
And 680.
And 680. Very good. If you could read those two together, please. Okay.
679, add a new per-night fee assessed on booking agents or transit lodging intermediaries for the privilege of facilitating a short-term rental occupancy. And 680, amend Tourism Improvement District Code to include short-term rental hosts who use booking agents to advertise or accept reservations and other housekeeping changes.
Colleagues, we had extensive testimony and presentations on this last week. These are both second readings. Is there anything else that people would like to raise prior to the vote? Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. We had a discussion about whether to change to a percentage rather than a flat fee. So it would be a percentage fee rather than a flat fee. And so I did some research, and in Portland you can rent a room for $15 per night. You can also rent an entire apartment for $1,200 per night. And either way, under the what we have on the table, the proposed fee would be $4. The percentage fee on the $15 room is 27%. The percentage fee on the $1,200 apartment is 0.3%. If we went to a 3.25% fee, which is estimated to raise a similar amount of money for the Housing Investment Fund, the fee on the $15 room would be less than 50 cents, whereas the fee on the apartment would be $39. It seems to me to be basic fairness to avoid regressive impacts on people as much as possible. And the person renting the $15 room is going to be much more impacted by a $4 charge than the person paying $1,200 for a night. And I believe we should take the time to get it right. At the very first public hearing I ever went to at Metro on the 1995 Green Spaces Bond measure, six little citizens from Southwest Portland made the point that they had missed the whole of Southwest Portland and Lake Oswego in crafting their bond measure. And the person who had been in charge of the committee said, well, we've been doing this for 2 years and this is the last hearing and you're too late. And Judy Wyers, who was the Metro presiding officer at the time, said, there's no point in having a public hearing if it doesn't matter what the public says when they show up. These people are my constituents. They've made a point, and what are we going to do about it? And she would not let them continue before they had that discussion. And I believe this is really important. We had a tremendous public hearing in which we did hear from both the platform companies and the host that they're open to participating in the system. They have some suggestions on how to make it better. And I believe it would be worth taking the time to make it better.
Very good. Item 679. Is there any further discussion?
Well,
Commissioner Udaly.
I'm confused. Did you just propose an amendment? Or
I thought we should have some discussion. Yeah. Since we had a public hearing. People asked for this, and we said maybe there would be an amendment. I thought we should have
some
discussion.
So Commissioner Fritz and I have come to similar conclusions independently. I also would prefer a percentage. It's my understanding that there, and I'm a little confused why we would be moving forward with a vote without talking about this. It was my understanding that we were going to look a little more closely at this because we've had a request to delay implementation from one or more of the platforms until the end of the summer. So is that not the case? Okay. Okay, well.
So I'll speak up since I don't see staff here for either of these items. It is my understanding that the implementation will not actually take place until October 1st. This is an interesting conversation, but I was persuaded by Commissioner Fish's amendment, which allows us to go into a data collection and dissemination mode. Therefore, we have the ability to evaluate the policy. There are pros and cons and trade-offs to flat fee versus a percentage fee. My personal preference would be not to delay this further.
Actually, Mayor, the effective date is August 1st.
August 1st. Thank you for correcting me.
But there's been a request to delay it until after Labor Day. So, I mean, what I'm suggesting is if we are going to delay it for 2 months, that we look into the question of percentage versus flat fee.
Mayor, can I be heard for a second?
Commissioner Fish, sure.
I can barely hear you. I'm in the former Soviet Union watching football. Here's one option that we could pursue. The second item today, I think we have consensus and we're ready to move on. I believe there are both practical revenue and legal issues relating to whether you do a flat fee or a percentage. I would actually love to be present for that debate, or at least the discussions with my colleagues before the next debate. Would the mayor consider a brief set over of the first matter so that we can just see if we can reach consensus? I share his view that based on what I've been briefed and learned, I think the flat fee is the better way to go. But if there is if the implementation is not until August or later, I would see no harm in a very brief set over so we could have those conversations, which I'd like to be present for, and then we could just take a vote on the second item.
I would also like to be present for and included in the conversation. My understanding is anything we try to implement above $2 puts us at risk for one or more of the platforms to pull out. And I'm not convinced that a flat fee is more desirable or a safer bet than a percentage. And I was compelled by the testimony given last week, especially from the smaller hosts offering lower end rooms.
If I could also just add, Mayor, there's a set of legal issues as well about what is the most defensible. I don't want to have that conversation by telephone. But if it seems to me, if two colleagues feel strongly about this, Mayor, a brief set over of this item so we can catch a vote on the second and see if we can reach consensus is in order.
Does that work for you?
Sure.
I am certainly happy to do that. I want to be crystal clear. I'm ready to move forward. I think it is a mistake tactically to delay this any further, but I'm hearing my colleagues, and I want to honor the wishes of a majority of my colleagues. Therefore, item 679, we will set it over. The next opportunity where we actually have a full quorum would be July 19th. Carla, if you want to pencil that
I'm
in as a time.
I'm not here on July 19th.
Yeah, Commissioner, she's gone. 19th is a Thursday?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
But
Fritz,
I'm hearing Commissioner Fritz is not available for that.
Can we do a time certain
here? Yeah,
we're looking into that, Commissioner Fish.
On the 19th of July would be 3 p.m. Thursday, July 19th, 3 p.m.
Does that work for everybody?
Hang on a second, Mayor.
Because Commissioner Fritz is out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, no.
I was trying to say, I thought that was
okay, no, we, it, so when is the next date when we are all available?
August 22nd.
And we could do this as an emergency. Because I agree I concur with the mayor. It is important to do this. I just think it is important.
Can we find a date in July and have a colleague who's not here phone in, or are you going to be in England?
I'm going to be in England, sir. Although I could phone in. My mum has voiceover internet. She doesn't have the internet, though. So it would be challenging to actually watch the...
If there's any way we could keep a July date, I would just urge us to do that.
on the 25th, Commissioner Fish, you're out. You're the only one out if you want to call in on the 25th.
I will make myself available on the 25th.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, both for being willing to delay it and also for being willing to have that flexibility. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Commissioner Fish, do you prefer a morning or an afternoon for...
If we could do a time certain in the morning, Carla.
Okay, it would be 10:45, July.
And by the way, Carla has assured me that the photograph superimposed over my seat is my high school graduation picture. Can people confirm that for me?
I'm not seeing anything, Commissioner.
Actually, that's probably even better.
All right, so colleagues, let's do this because we could spend the whole council session comparing councils. Let's hold this over. We'll sort it out with staff. So our staffs will work on this. We'll hold over 679. We'll leave the item open. 680, please call the roll.
Fish.
I'm very pleased that we're moving forward with what I'd hope with both items, but I think a brief delay is in order in the first item. And I want to thank the mayor for the leadership that he's shown on both items. I think we're heading in the right direction. I vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
So this is to add the 2% tourism improvement district to the short-term rentals. And I was not fully understanding how that fee is used until I was reminded that it's to publicize Portland as a whole as a destination. It doesn't say stay at particular Hotel X or even list the hotel options. It basically just says Portland's a great place, come and visit us. And so it does benefit the short-term rentals as well as the hotels, and I appreciate that they're willing to accept this. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'm ready to go. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.